With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. Three options to improve drainage within the Interstate 20 Economic Development District were presented to the I-20 Board to consider in a meeting Tuesday night. The S.E. Huey Corporation addressed questions about the proposals. Each one would exceed $3 million. One option would require construction of a 4x5 box culvert system under the interstate. However, to put the system in place, sections of the interstate would have to be cut out and all lanes of traffic would have to be rerouted. The option would cost $3.8 million. Another alternative is the construction of a detention basin that would hold water and release it over a period of time. The Huey Corporation says that detention basin would encompass 40 acres and cost just under $4 million. The third option is to have a detention pond of about 18 acres with two 40-inch pipes burrowed under the interstate. That would cost $3 million. State police say an 88-year-old New Iberia man died in a single vehicle crash on Louisiana Highway 177 in DeSoto Parish. Trooper Matt Harris says Leo Godin Jr. was southbound early Wednesday morning when his pickup truck ran off the road and struck a group of trees. Harris says Godin, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was pronounced dead at the scene by the DeSoto Parish coroner. The crash remains under investigation. A recent report by the Schott Foundation for Public Education shows that black male high school graduation rates in Louisiana trails whites by 16 points. For the 2012-13 school year, only 53% of black male students graduated compared to 69% of white males. Foundation President John Jackson says these numbers are reason for concern.
Especially considering the large percentage of black males that are enrolled in the public school system, and to have such a poor outcome really limits their opportunity to learn and to succeed.
Jackson says the results of the study indicate a climate that doesn't foster healthy living and learning environments for black males. The disparity between black and white males in Louisiana is smaller than the national gap of 21%. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly clear and cold tonight, the low in the mid-20s. This is KEDM News.